Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment of Thoughts on Purim. In the year 5776, when this is being recorded, this is actually being played the day after what most of us are celebrating as Purim, the day called Shushan Purim. The idea of Shushan Purim, of course, is that the Jews living in the capital city of Shushan, the real center of the action, took an extra day to battle against their enemies, and therefore, as opposed to the other areas that stopped their fight and celebrated the fact that they didn't have to fight anymore on the 14th of Adar, which was yesterday, the Jews of Shushan battled an additional day to truly eradicate their enemies, and therefore the day of celebration wasn't until the 15th of Adar. The rabbis wanted to maintain this separate celebration of the 15th of Adar, and therefore they created a model by which all cities that were walled, as Shushan was, that were walled from the times of Yoshua ben Nun, which Shushan was not necessarily, but the point was walled cities from the times of Yoshua ben Nun would celebrate as Shushan did on the 15th. This specific categorization was intended as a way to include Yerushalayim in this more prominent status, and that's why Yerushalayim celebrates Purim on Shushan Purim. Of course, there's a question what part of Yerushalayim is halachically defined as such. That's a question for another time. It's so interesting. Why is it so important to have two separate days? There's many answers to this question. I just want to share with you a very novel approach from the Maharal. The Maharal says that there's a fascinating idea when it comes to Purim, in terms of the date it is in the month. The basic celebration of Purim is the 14th of the month. We know, of course, that Jewish calendar revolves around the lunar calendar, around the moon. We know, of course, that at different times of the month, we can or can't see different amounts of the moon. And so we know that the date of the month of holidays is a very significant thing. The two major holidays of the Jewish calendar are Pesach and Sukkot. They both go for either exactly a week or a little bit more than a week. And they both begin on the 15th of the month. Actually, there's exactly 6 months between them. So Pesach and Sukkot are kind of like two poles of the Jewish calendar, and they both begin in the middle of the month. And the Maharal says that's an extremely significant thing because the moon, of what we can see of it, is whole in the middle of the month. And therefore, the presence of God is most clear at that time, if you think of the moon as being a metaphor for God's relationship with Israel. So therefore, on Pesach and on Sukkot, where we celebrate this tremendous hand of God, it's specifically marked in the middle of the month, when the moon, of what we see of the moon, is at its peak. The Maharal says it's not a coincidence that Purim is also celebrated in the middle of the month, where so much of the moon is complete, that shows, this is kind of like a word against the naysayers that we sort of referred to earlier in the series, people who lived during that time who didn't see the great miracles of the time. Wow, that was tremendous diplomacy, but didn't see it as the hand of God. So part of the indicator is this specifically happens in the middle of the month, that a person looks out and they see a complete moon. And that's symbolic of a great presence from God. Says the Maharal, it's almost like Pesach and Sukkot, because Pesach and Sukkot are celebrated in the exact midpoint of the month, the 15th. Purim is the 14th of the month, except if you lived in Shushan. Because if you lived in Shushan, you had an even greater appreciation and understanding for what we were talking about. And therefore, the people of Shushan celebrated Purim on the 15th, Bidiyuk, exactly when the moon is at its wholest point in terms of our vision of it, to show that the people of Shushan had an even greater vision of the hand of God because they were in the middle of the action, even more so than people in other places. Just a very unique perspective of the significance of having that second option for when Purim is held, Shushan Purim. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to thank Ruvi Mizrahi for all his work in recording. Of course, also to thank Nechem Yaman from Yad Yehuda for his great assistance in allowing the distribution and helping with the distribution of these recordings. May we all be zocha from this Purim season, which is now coming to a close, to really seeing a very clear hand of God, and may Klal Yisrael be zocha in that metaphor that we see a full moon from God, an ultimate redemption, b'mehirah v'yameinu. Take care.